Hey guys, it is Wednesday, as you know, and today we're digging into chapter 7 of Matthew. And just to give you the topic outlines for this chapter, judging others, ask, seek, knock, the narrow and wide gates. We'll talk more about that later because I think in John there's a much longer description of that. True and false prophets. It sounds like I'm giving you Jeopardy categories, doesn't it? True and false disciples, and the wise and foolish builders. And on the wise and foolish builders, we're doing a series this summer that will cover this account. So out of all of these things here today, I thought I would talk to you about true and false prophets. It says, watch out for false prophets, starting in verse 15. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. That means by what they produce in their lives. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. So it's saying for people who claim to be prophets, it's very, very important that we see what kind of fruit they have in their life or what production they have in their life for Christ. And then it even says in the next verses, true and false disciples. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Now this is saying to us that there are people that think they're doing the right thing and think that they're going to get by with being false disciples and false prophets. And so we live in this world that is just chock full of people who claim to speak for God, people who claim to hear from God, people who claim to be modern day prophets. And let me just be really open and honest with you about this. John the Baptist and then John the disciple, when they finished the New Testament of the Bible, that is the prophecy that goes clear through the end of time. And God is not sending modern day prophets. There's this crazy teaching out there that says God has modern day prophets, and if they do their job, then Jesus will come back. And that's just not biblical. So I want to help you, knowing that you can get online at any point in time, and you can get on YouTube, you can get on any video streaming that you want to, and you can find, or on websites, you can find teaching from somebody who seems to have great authority, who seems to really make sense, who are completely and totally false teachers. So here's what I want to do. I just want to give you a few things that will help you in spotting false teachers. Okay? So number one, the very first thing is we got to know what's in the Bible. And if you know what's in the Bible, then it'll be easy for you to throw some of that false teaching out, because you'll realize very quickly that what they say is just not in Scripture. It's not in Scripture. So that's the first way you can find a false teacher. If they're adding on to the Word of God, making it sound like it is from God's Word and it's not in the Bible, throw it out. Okay? Theologically, throw it out. So the second thing that I want you to think about is these are people who what they say is in the Scriptures, but it's taken completely and totally out of context. Either they pull one verse out and build a theological concept around it, totally going away from what its intended purpose was. I think it's important that we know what the intention of that passage is. We absolutely need to know who it was written to, who it was intended for. If it gives commands, or if it gives principles, or if it gives promises, it's very important that we ask ourselves and we dig into the Word of God and say, who was this written to? And what was the intention? was this meant for all of us for all time? So number one, what they say is not in Scripture. Number two, what they say is in Scripture, but it's totally taken out of context. And then number three, here's a big one, and we see this all the time. They make it all about you, all about your comfort, all about your prosperity, all about checking off A, B, C, D, and E in order to get things from God. A lot of them make it all about you by trying to convince you that it's about God submitting to us instead of us submitting to God. And that is something to just really be careful of. If it makes it about you, if it promises you a comfortable life, or gives you ways that you can be rich and successful, and teaches you that God wants everybody to be rich, you don't have to go very far to find people who are extremely holy and righteous in third world countries who have nothing, and who struggle with sickness, and who struggle with poverty. And so that throws out that prosperity gospel. Don't buy that. So what they say is not in Scripture, or what they say is in Scripture, but it's taken out of context, or they make it all about you. And here's the fourth thing. They're spiritually arrogant. Now, this is one of those things that my spiritual antenna goes up on really quickly. If somebody presents themselves as a gift from God to mankind, be careful. If they're bragging about their accomplishments, if they're talking about how God has chosen them to give you what they're giving you, be careful. And if they teach you how you can be above others, be careful. So there's so much false teaching out there. So many well-intentioned followers of Jesus get caught up in some really bad, not just bad, but hurtful and painful and sinful false theology. So remember, make sure it's in Scripture. Make sure you know it in its context. Make sure you know who the audience is. Make sure it's not about you, but about God. Not about God pleasing you, but about you pleasing God. And making sure that there's not spiritual arrogance in the midst of it, to try to make someone, the Bible tells us to think of others above ourselves, not the other way around. So that's just a few things for you today as you read this today about true and false prophets and true and false disciples. Enjoy your reading, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.